Thank you so much. Right now it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff, the listener game, call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi there.
Hi, who's this?
My name's Jamie Rogers.
Hey, Jamie, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you, Peter?
I'm well. Where are you calling from?
Calling from the Lower East Side of Manhattan.
Hey, how are things in the Lower East Side?
Oh, you know, the same old, same old.
Yeah. What do you do there?
Well, I own a couple coffee shops in Manhattan.
You do? How's the coffee business in Manhattan?
Oh, well, it's booming. A lot of people like coffee on this island.
Yeah, so I'm told. Well, welcome to the show. It's nice to have you with us. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is Jamie's topic?
You got to go to Bogota.
When you think of the great cities of Europe, you think Paris, Berlin, wherever the Olive Garden is from.
Breadstickistan.
Well, this week...
Ready McBreadstick.
Ready McBreadstick. This week, the town of Bogota, Romania, got its day in the sun, maybe its first ever. Our panelists are going to tell you why that sleepy little town had its best week ever. Pick the one who's telling the truth. You will win Carl Castle's voice on your voicemail. You ready to play?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Your first story of what's going down in Bogota comes from Roy Blunt, Jr.
The people of Bogota were downright festive this week because their chief of police was eaten by his snake. That may seem scant cause for civic celebration, but Eliu Fortescue, the police chief in question, had been outraging the locals by investing most of his time and budget into acquiring what Bogotans regarded as a purely personal menagerie. Supposedly, the animals were acquired for law enforcement purposes. But when it comes to crime fighting, what good is a brace of mongoose, or three different breeds of wolverine, or, more to the point, a 10-foot-long python? And why was Fortescue so indifferent to the mysterious disappearance of so many edible small farm animals near police headquarters? No one knows what happened, exactly, between Fortescue and the snake. They were found together in the snake's enclosure off the motor pool, the obvious one of them looking satisfied.
The people of Bogota, Romania, excited because their tyrannical police chief finally eaten by his own python. Your next story of a whole lot of Bogota comes from Roxanne Roberts.
The fair citizens of Bogota, Romania, had a red carpet extravaganza last weekend when it held its very own screening of My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2. The tiny village gets exactly 1 minute in the new Hollywood sequel when Tula's parents, Gus and Maria, argue about where to honeymoon. He wants to go on a Dracula tour of Romania. She wants to go to Greece. Maria, why Romania? Why Dracula? Gus, it's sexy. And I found a little B&B in a town called Bogota. Maria, forget it. Actress Nia Vardalos told People magazine she wrote the scene because the town's tourism board paid her $50,000 10 years ago to mention Bogota if she ever wrote a sequel. Quote, it was a lean year and I cashed a check, she said. So that's why Bogota.
Bogota gets its moment in My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2 because they bribed the screenwriter. Your last story of what Bogota begot comes from Luke Burbank.
Typos. We all make them. But who among us can say our typos have a major economic impact on Eastern Europe? Snoop Dogg. That's who. Yes, Snoop Dogg, the amateur rapper slash professional pot enthusiast, was recently in Bogota, Colombia, population 6.7 million, when he decided to send out a selfie. The problem was he accidentally tagged himself as being in Bogota, Romania, population 2,000. Suffice it to say, the notoriety came as somewhat of a shock to the village previously best known as the birthplace of immunologist Iliu Moldovan. But what Bogota may lack in population, it apparently makes up for in quick thinking, as it took less than a week for a Visit Bogota website to go up, touting the town as the best place for chilling in Romania. The website promises other local enticements, like stew. And being kind of near a waterfall. Bogota doesn't actually have any hotels, so the site encourages visitors to, quote, ask a villager for housing. But don't expect those villagers to wrap along to gin and juice with you. As the website Balkan Insider found out, the vast majority of Bogota's residents have no idea what a Snoop Dogg even is.
All right. For one of these reasons, the people of Bogota, Romania, were celebrating this week. Was it from Roy Blunt Jr. that their awful police chief, who blew all their money in his menagerie, finally got eaten by his own python? From Roxanne Roberts, that they got a mention in the big Hollywood film My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2 because they had bribed the star and screenwriter? Or from Luke Burbank, that Snoop Dogg mistakenly tagged them in a selfie, making them briefly internet famous?
Man, you know, I actually spent 12 hours on a train in Romania when in college, and it wasn't that an eventful of a place. I'm gonna say that this is probably a case of accidental fame. Then I'm gonna go with Snoop Dogg.
You're gonna go with Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Mistaking Bogota for Bogota.
That's my choice.
All right. Well, we spoke to somebody who could tell us about the big day in Bogota.
Snoop Dogg posted a selfie in Bogota, Colombia's capital. But instead, he ended up tagging his location as Bogota, Romania.
That was Nick Zasivic. He's a TV host. He was reporting on Snoop Dogg for The Lip TV, telling us the story of how he made this town in Romania famous. Congratulations, Jamie. You got it right. You earned a point for Luke Burbank, and you have won our prize. Carl Castle recorded the greeting in your voicemail. Well done.
This is definitely the highlight of my year. Thank you, guys.
Well, thank you, and I hope your year gets better. Thanks. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.